Before we leave step three, getting control of your cash flow, I think it's important for us to review one particular area. A little earlier, you mentioned good debt versus bad debt, and nobody knows that better than Robert. But I think it's very important for our listeners to understand the value of good debt and how to recognize and how to differentiate between good debt and bad debt. Can you share with us your insights?
Absolutely. Sharon, that's a key distinction between debt that Robert understood because his rich dad taught him. Good debt is a vehicle that people will use to become rich, but you have to use this vehicle correctly.
And you use that word leverage. It's a very important word.
Right. Leverage is the ability, just like a lever and a fulcrum, you're able to move something bigger with just a small amount of effort. Well, money can be leveraged too. For example, you might see an apartment complex that's selling for $1 million. Well, not many people have $1 million laying around to put down in an apartment building, but perhaps they can find people to invest with them to come up with 10% for $100,000. Now, let's take that down to what our listeners might do with their first real estate deal. Maybe they see a house for $100,000. Now, this could be a rental property, and they might need only $10,000 to get in it. Again, they might be able to find other people to pool with them, or maybe it's a case of opening up their piggy bank for $10,000. In either case, though, you're able to get a much bigger property with a smaller amount through the use of leverage. Now, note that I said, though, earlier that you had to have the proper use of leverage. In fact, 1986 is considered a watershed year. In other words, that's a year that really turned the tide on real estate. We're going to be dealing with this more in the real estate section, but for now, basically what happened in 86 is it became much more difficult to take a deduction for interest. Prior to that, many professional people, doctors especially, got involved in real estate deals that created on purpose negative cash flows so they could take these write-offs against their other income. And yet they were buying property that was greatly appreciating because everything was a boom, everything was going up. So they had the best of both worlds. They could write off this debt and they got this appreciating property. And in fact, what they would do is over leverage. They would get as much debt as they possibly could, and they were looking to lose money. In the United States, this came to a tumbling crash in 1986 when suddenly that stopped. And not too coincidentally, in 1990, 1991, we saw the real estate market in most areas crash. Because all of these deals fell apart, people lost properties, markets tumbled. It was a case of using what could have been good debt. Remember, they were buying an asset, but they were using it in a way that was incorrect. It was creating a liability, and it was another house of cards. This one happened to be built of brick and mortar. But the people didn't have the foundation to weather the storm, and it all fell apart.
And if I remember correctly, Diane, I think what we saw it really demonstrated during that period was a lack of fiscal responsibility. Decisions were being made, properties were being bought just for the tax savings. They weren't really analyzing the property to see if it made economic sense because they were looking at the overall picture. So they were over-leveraging, borrowing higher amounts than they should have, correct?
Exactly. And this was a case of not being good debt. So that's where debt is very tricky. First of all, not all debt is bad, which for some people might be an eye-opener. Debt can be very good for you. And what might look like good debt, well, it's securing an asset, might actually be bad debt because it doesn't have, as Sharon stated, the fiscal responsibility attached to it. So debt in itself is a very tricky substance. There's quicksand waiting for you. If you walk incorrectly, it might just pull you down. That's what the rest of this program is about now, learning what good fiscal responsibility is. How can you start investing correctly so you can reach your own financial path?
And utilizing good debt is a piece of that, but understanding the difference between good debt and bad debt is essential before you begin.